This is Matthew with Ed Bailey in connection with the Equitable Old Timers Game at Cincinnati, Ohio, July 21st, 1990. Ed, we'll just discuss your career. As I recall, you came up in the Red Farm system, and I believe you came up while Bertie Tex was manager here.
I got here a little before that. Actually, I came up my first time in the fall of 1950. I was signed at the University of Tennessee and brought back from Ogden, Utah for about 30 days in 1950. And then I came back in 1950. I got drafted in the Army in 51, 52, came back in 53 with Hornsby here.
Oh, yeah.
Remember then Timmons came in and 54.
Hornsby was an experience, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Even fifth. Say the least.
Can you give me a Hornsby story here, too?
I didn't have that many with him. You know, he had, of course, he didn't have an awful lot of friends, I'll put it that way, about that arm. Roger was kind of different entirely. He thought the only way to do it was his way, you know, nobody else, everybody had to do it his way or not. So, and a lot of people, you know, when they get to major leagues, they know what pretty much what they're trying to do and how they're trying to go about getting it done, and this didn't work in all cases. Roger might have been a great rookie, you know, a young kid coach, but he had a problem with some older ball players. He didn't communicate with them well at all.
Pitchers either.
Well, that's what I'm talking about primarily, you know.
He wouldn't even go out and take a picture of
him. Yeah, he'd wave his finger and have somebody come in, you know. But, yeah. Try to manage from a bench all the time. And, of course, you know, you got to communicate with those people. I'm sure they're adults, but they have a mind of their own. And, you know, they still have feelings, too. Yeah. So that was his problem, I think.
Well, you were with the team when they hit all the home runs and they sent the vote. Team, was it the Washington, the All-Star team, practically filled the car with players going up to...
Well, coaches and players, yeah, we had six or eight of us.
I can remember the picture in the yearbook and all the players going up there.
A lot of them should have gone, you know, I mean, they were...
Oh, yeah, you and Post and Clue and all those fellas hit the home run.
Florence 13-0
time here. Yeah, yeah. But the coach. What about what did you think about Bertie as manager?
Bertie was fundamentalist. I liked that. And he, you know, he was a great talker. He could teach. And I learned an awful lot from Bertie, and I respect this guy, really. The toughest question he would always come up to you, if you did something one way, that, you know, whether it's questionable or not, he'd say, why? You know, you had to have some kind of answer for the guy. Uh-huh. He only wanted a reason. And if your reason was good and workable, that was good enough for him.
Well, as I recall, when he left, it was kind of a surprise. I didn't really feel that he was under the gun when he left.
We didn't either. The team didn't think so. And, you know, we got called and Bertie had resigned. And, of course, Jimmy Dykes did a great job. I came out there for the rest of the year, you know.
Yeah, that was another surprise. And he earned the shot for the next year.
Jimmy probably got turned loose because of his age. And I thought the guy did a tremendous job. We got the thing out of tailspin. Did a right good job the rest of the year after Jimmy took over.
Yeah, everybody seemed to be surprised. And then he went on as manager of the American League after that for a number of years.
Right.
And I forgot now, was it Mayo Smith that took his place? He didn't last hardly at all.
Mayo, I don't know what happened, Mayo. We just, then we were called in down to the Carew Towers, and he said, we went down there one morning before we made a road trip, and we met Fred Hudson, who was going to be our manager, going on that road trip. And quite frankly, we didn't know that Mayo was in trouble either. You know, we couldn't put the finger on him particularly. Some of the team wasn't playing that well at the time, conviction that well, but we couldn't put the finger on Mayo right then and there for him.
You were traded to the Giants when that for Bill Henry?
No. I was the Giants for. They got three guys. Don Blassingame.
They
got a catcher, Bob Schmidt, that they really wanted, I guess. A big, strong right-hand hitter. And he broke his leg, if you remember, about 10 days in it. And he got here, and he was done for the rest of his life, I guess. But he had a pitcher named Sammy Jones. What a roadblock, I guess.
Yeah, indeed.
And I got 3-4 on when I went.
Well, then you had quite a career with the Giants after that.
Well, I was with them 3 years, 3.5 really. But the 3 years I finished, we were for second twice and won it one time. So, you know, that's pretty strong. They had some players, too, you know. I mean, they had the Mays and the Cepedas, the McCovey, the Marichal. Billy Pierce, the greatest pitcher I ever saw for 1 year. But out there, after we got him, you know. And he lost about 6 weeks and still lost six, 116 ball games for us. I think it's 16-4 or something like that. Had Don Larson, Stu Miller, the Alou brothers. That's a good point.
Yeah, those are good
team. Question about that.
Well, why was the thing up in Candlestick Park?
I didn't mind it. I was left-handed. Some of the right-handers didn't like it too much. But the wind was, as you know, was favorable to left-handed, isn't it? It's cold, sure, it's uncomfortable at times, but it's a good area, and I enjoyed playing out there, really.
Well, it's sure been controversial, and you never know what's going to happen out there with that park. But
you don't, really. But it's, to me, some kind of really bad, you know. I'm not going to say it wasn't, but other times, generally, it wasn't all that bad, though.
Who's manager when they won the pennant that year?
Alvin Dark.
Alvin Dark.
Yeah, right. Well, I went over the Braves for a year. I got to tell you, I probably played with more Hall of Fame ball players than the five teams, four really that I played with, than anybody you think of. Right now, I just run by some. Well, here's Frank Robinson. Course, and played a question very well, should be, I guess. But then there's a guy said, Mays, McCovey, Marichal, and Pierce are all in it now. And so played a ball probably a good chance to go, too. Went from Mary the Braves, and Matthew Spahn, and Aaron are all over there, and Necro was a rookie. And there's 3 cinches and 1 prospect. And for I've forgotten Gaylord Perry was a guy who said, he's got to go. You know, it was an experience, really.
Then I go for it.
They have our Banks and Williams in the thing, you know, so I just told them up. I don't know how many that is, but I played a lot of Hall of Famers sometime along the way.
Well, we've had some good catchers over the years here for the Reds, and you were certainly one of the most memorable.
I appreciate that.
Good catcher, batter, and good usher, and I'm sure that people remember you as an outstanding catcher along with the rest of them, an all-star catcher for us.
Well, I was fortunate 3 times to make that, but I guess the best catcher that ever played a game, as far as I'm concerned, is Johnny Bench. And, you know, there's no question in my mind what he can do everything better than any catcher I've ever seen. You know, they said Bench took your place, but they didn't. Johnny Edwards got me. Schmidt got hurt, but John Bench can do more things, I guess, as a catcher than anybody I've ever seen. I'm talking about hitting, running, throwing, catching, and
you know, generally knowing how, yeah, too.
He was probably the best that ever played that position, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it was funny that after you were gone, they went into the 61 World Series with Johnny Edwards and Zimmerman.
Yeah.
And
two
rookies.
Pavlotti came in here, too. I mean, he was primarily at first base when he came up here as a catcher.
Yeah. But to go into the World Series with nothing but rookie catchers and something.
I appreciate you going over your career with me, and appreciate your time and consideration.
Thank you very much. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you do. I said...